This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. And along our way this time around is Riley County Extension horticultural agent Greg Eystone. Greg, we'd take up the topic today of protecting those woody ornamentals in our landscapes. Our younger trees and shrubs in particular are quite susceptible to rodent feeding at this time of the year, are they not?
Yes, there's less food options out there for our different wildlife species. And so oftentimes our younger trees and shrubs become their only source. And so a protection of some kind, whether it be a repellent, I prefer using a barricade of some kind, will really protect those plants. And it's a situation where, like, you know, I didn't have rabbits for quite a while, and then one fall winter I did, and those plants that weren't protected did become a food source, and actually some of those I did lose come the stress of the summertime. Once it got really hot and dry, there just wasn't enough resources for that plant to continue surviving.
And rabbits are the main perpetrators, aren't they, typically?
I think rabbits are probably one of the bigger ones. There are some voles and field mice that may be issues as well, and those may be even a little harder to manage than, say, a rabbit. Just because size, you're going to need a barricade of some kind that's small enough that those field mice or voles can't get to, whereas a rabbit, typically chicken wire or something maybe a little bit larger, will work around larger plantings. If you got a single stem, you know, there's tree wraps. We were mentioning earlier maybe PVC pipes, something that creates that barrier between the food source and the eater in this case.
There are times, it seems, Greg, where that feeding is fairly well up on the plant, which raises some questions about how, for instance, a rabbit was able to scale that height.
Yes, they can reach up there, and if we get some snow cover, they'll kind of be on top of the snow. And so how high up is a good question. The barricade should go, and you know, whatever materials you have, I think the higher the better. I use some tree wraps, which come kind of a vinyl material, has a white color to it, and those are probably 18 to 24 inches. So that's kind of the range I'm looking at, but higher's not bad, that's for sure.
And that wrap can stay right there on the plant material throughout the winter season. It does need to be removed come springtime then, or not?
I think it's a good idea to take it off in the spring. Anything that you're going, if you're connecting it somehow with duct tape or some type of tape or string and wire, those definitely need to come off for the spring growth for sure. But some materials you may need to kind of secure in place somehow, wire or something like that may be required. Just depends on the materials you're using.
And if you're using, as you mentioned, say mesh wire as a barricade, rabbits are fairly adept at getting under that too, aren't they? They can be persistent.
Yeah, that's a good point. Going maybe below the area is necessary too. That's where I say where field mice and voles may be more challenging, because they're going to be maybe at or below ground level feeding. And unless you're really scouting or paying attention to that, you may have damage that you don't notice. You know, a lot of these younger plants may be mulched in a little bit to protect the roots for the winter time, and so that makes a kind of a barricade for them to hide the field mice and voles. So yeah, putting it down at least through that, maybe a little bit farther into the soil if you have the space around the crown of your plant would be ideal.
And you brought up the repellents. Those products tend to work fairly well, or does that vary by brand, if you will?
I would say there's a lot of variants out there. It's maybe trial and error, particularly with the species that you're trying to keep away. A lot of them are odors, some maybe taste, so they may have to actually cause a little damage tasting it. So lots of things to try out there. The situation with the repellents is, you know, they're not a one-time fix. You're probably going to have to go out and reapply those depending on the label and the environment. So you just have to read those product labels. You know, sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. That's where a barricade typically, as long as it doesn't blow away or something like that, is going to probably give you a little more assurance through the fall and winter season.
Greg, as always, we appreciate your input. Many thanks to you.
It's my pleasure. Have a happy holiday.
And happy holiday to you and yours likewise.
Riley County Extension Horticultural Agent Greg Eystone. And Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension over this, the K-State Radio Network.